Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, your horticulturist, your own personal landscape designer, garden author, and your everyday garden geek. I love plants. I love walking around gardens, and I love designing them. And so December has arrived. It's 3 weeks till Christmas Eve, and we may have a little cold temperatures in the next 10 days or so. I'm looking forward to it. And so Lizzie, good morning. She's our wonderful producer.
Good morning.
She's here to take your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Lizzie, I think John Denver's just coming in right now.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling.
Now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And our dirty word of the day is so appropriate for this time of the year. It's actually a phrase or a type of science for you, and it's called phenotypic plasticity. Phenotypic plasticity. And so when you look at holly trees, especially ones like the Mary Nell or the Savannah hollies, or the all the different types that have the prickly leaves. Prickly leaves, holly leaves, are a traditional Christmas decoration, from wreaths adorning homes to greeting card scenes. Yet if you look closely at a holly tree, while some of the leaves are prickly, others are not. The holly, the Ilex aquifolium, finds its leaves are being nibbled by deer. It switches genes to make the margins of their leaves spiny. And when they regrow, they are all spiny. So some of the leaves you'll see do not have the spines on them, and then some do. So on taller holly trees, the upper leaves, which are out of the reach of deer, have smooth margins, while the lower leaves have developed spiny margins.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that cool?
That is.
The ability of an organism to change its characteristics in response to environmental variations is known as phenotypic plasticity. So scientists writing in the Botanical Journal of the Linnean Society believe variations within a single tree are the combined result of herbivore activity, eating the leaves, and molecular responses to environmental changes. So the word of the week is phenotypic plasticity. And you can use this in your conversations. When you see a holly tree during Christmas season, you can go, oh, look at the leaves are smooth. There's no deer around here. Or they're out of the reach of the deer. But if you see the spiny ones lower down on the tree, you can kind of bet that it's been nibbled on by deer or other different types of animals.
Oh, that's some good information right
Isn't that
there.
Wow. I love that. And so that is, they just found this out. So science is just really incredible. And researchers, just seeing things like that out in the open, you got to be aware. So that's the wonderful dirty word of the day. Now, we have some text messages I want to get to. One says, I planted a Myers lemon 8 years ago, got one lemon, and since then, not a bloom, no lemons. And you want to make sure that you are fertilizing on a regular basis. Plants that, species that have fruit, they need to have extra nutrition. You want to make sure with flowers and fruit that you're fertilizing on a consistent basis, all right? So you would want to use citrus fertilizer, if you'd like, or just a regular 666, 10, 10, 10. You want to make sure it's getting that phosphorus so that it can produce flowers and then also produce fruit. The other reason may be that these were forced to produce fruit by the growers, which they know how to do. And then this tree is not old enough. It's putting all its nutrition, all its energy into growing roots. So you might not get fruit on the tree for probably 3 to 4 years, a good harvest. You'll get 1, 2, 3, 4, but you want really to get a good harvest. It's got to be mature enough, not going through the root process, growing roots and getting established. Once it's established, it will have fruit for you. But make sure you're fertilizing, Howie, okay? And so then I had another text message, and I'll go to it real quick, is that we had someone text in, Lizzie, that said it's Charles. They kind of yelled Charles.
Yeah.
And said it's George was his grandfather. Well, the real thing is, the more accurate thing is, it's Prince Charles, okay? And when he becomes coronated, when he is crowned, he will be King George III. So when we are in England next year, we will be right after, a couple of days after, King George III's coronation.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Really exciting, because I have King George coins that my mother grew, and I remember him. That, you know, so that is, you know, Queen Elizabeth's father, and so that's just really very exciting.
Oh, that is very exciting. I can't wait for you to go.
I know, I can't either. And so, if you have a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
Need quality health insurance for your family? Getting it is easy with a little help from Navigator. If you don't have insurance through your employer, a Navigator can help you find a plan that works for you. Don't wait. You only have until January 15th to enroll. Navigator services are completely free and there's no obligation. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword Navigator. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from iHeartMedia. That's #250 Navigator.
Yeah, remember when all phones sounded like that? Hey, it's Brian Mudd, and I sure do. But you've got to go with the times, so go with Affinity Cellular. Affinity is offering 3 months free service and a free flip or smartphone with a 30-day guarantee. Happy with your current phone? That works too. Get unlimited talk and text for as little as $15 a month. Get started right now at Affinity, with an A, cellular.com. Affinity Cellular. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. From powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws under the tree, to branded accessories stuffed in their stockings, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Available participating dealers while supplies last.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and we have with us one of my favorite guests. She is a foliage grower. She has their own family nursery, and she is one of award-winning garden authors, and her books are just amazing. Good morning, Lisa. You are the houseplant guru, and I just had to have you on. Merry Christmas. What's the weather like in Michigan this morning?
It is cold, and it snowed a little bit last night. It's very cold, and thank you for having me. I wish I could do this in person because it's warm down there.
It is, but you'll be coming to Florida in the wintertime pretty soon, right?
I am. I'm going to come down to the Tropical Plant Show. I mean, I couldn't miss it, right?
Yeah, no, I can't wait to see you. That will be wonderful. So,
yes.
Lisa, last week we had some Christmas cactus callers in and had questions on it, so I thought you would be the perfect expert to have on it. And what is a Christmas cactus, please?
Well, a lot of people think when they hear cactus, they think desert, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a Christmas cactus is actually a Brazilian epiphytic jungle cactus.
Okay.
It grows in trees.
Oh, it does. Okay. And
yes.
How many types of Christmas cactus, because I see it blooming at different types of holidays, are they all Christmas cactuses?
No, I just call them holiday cactus because if the ones you're seeing, mostly the ones that you can buy in a retail setting now are called Thanksgiving cactus. They're claw cactus. They have the little edges with the little points on them, on the segments. Those are actually stem segments, not leaves. And Christmas cactus bloom later. They only come in pink, and they have rounded edges. And then, of course, at Easter, you can find the spring or Easter cactus.
That's wonderful. And so last week's show, is there only one reason for Christmas cactus buds to drop? Because that was the issue. Their buds were dropping.
No. Back in the day, they told you that if you turned your Christmas, touched your Christmas cactus or your holiday cactus after it budded up, they would just drop off or they would twist off. If you turned it, it would turn toward the light.
Right.
That's an old wives' tale. But it's cold. They're coming from a nice warm greenhouse. Then they're being shipped to a store. Then they're going to be taken from the store in your cart, maybe, and then put in your car, cold car, taken home. It's really temperature change.
Okay, so it's temperature is the reason. Now, will they bloom again after they drop their buds, or do they need time to do that?
No, I doubt that you would get blooms this year if they drop all their buds. You'd have to wait. And maybe sometimes they, it's weird. Sometimes they send them out sporadically throughout the year. Like if I let mine dry out too much,
mm-hmm.
and then it kind of like, oh, man, I'm dying. I better send out some flowers and make some seeds and, make more of myself. So they'll send out a couple bud flowers once in a while. But no, usually if they've dropped all their buds, you're probably going to have to wait till next year.
Okay. And so what kind of conditions do Christmas cactus need to be healthy?
Well, if they're different than a normal, like a regular cactus, you let them dry out almost completely before you water them again. They're epiphytic jungle cactus. So they're growing in the Brazilian jungles and there's humidity and they're getting rain probably every day,
mm-hmm.
but they're just like in the crooks of trees. So they don't have there's no water sitting around them, but they want moisture. So you just got to make sure they're in a really well-drained soil. Make sure they stay evenly moist, you know, make sure they don't dry out.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is you have to turn them every time you water them all through the year as a houseplant, because otherwise you only get flowers on the side that gets the light.
Okay.
So my daughter did that. She's like, I got it to bloom, but it only bloomed on one side.
Okay. And you got to go and turn them. So, okay, you've got me thinking. So we put bromeliads in our trees. We put orchids in our trees. Can we put the Christmas cactus in the trees too? Wow.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Because you have Rypsalis. And you know what Rypsalis are.
Yes.
That is a cactus, but those are also jumbo cactus. And I'm sure you have some of those growing in trees.
We do. Oh,
tell
my
God. Tell me how it goes. Yeah.
Wow. So that gives me another whole new design for landscape, another plant that doesn't need soil. Okay. That's really, really cool. How long do they live, Lisa?
Oh, my gosh. I follow these people on, you know, Instagram and Facebook, and they these groups that have of holiday cactus. And there's people in there that say this was my great-great-grandmother's or a piece. I mean, they could live forever as long as you keep giving a piece to a friend. You know, they could live forever. But I know that there's big plants out there that are probably 100 years old, if not more.
Right.
They just keep them going in a family.
Right.
They're incredible.
Wow. Do you know how old the oldest one is that you've seen? Is there any records?
The oldest ones I've seen, I mean, now I've never seen a record, but I mean, they're like, this is at least 100 years old because my great-great-grandma had it. So, you know, who knows?
Wow.
Huge and weep to the floor. I mean, I'd love to see one in a tree. I'm
oh,
when
you come next year, yeah, you're going to see some. Okay. And so your houseplant gardening books are tremendous. And the only houseplant books I have in my garden library, except for some vintage houseplant books from like the 1940s and stuff. Your newest book is called Bloom, The Secret of Growing Indoor Houseplants All Year Round. Tell us about it.
Well, I was so excited to write a book about blooming houseplants because there's really nothing out there about just blooming houseplants because everybody's so into foliage.
Yeah.
Anthuriums and philodendrons and all that. But I love them. And my grandma had African violets on her windowsill, and it just spurred me on to love, you know, any kind of blooming houseplant. So when I approached them just to write about violets, they're like, that's so specific. How about we write about blooming houseplants? And I'm like, oh, sure, that would be great. So I was excited to do it.
Now, the photographs in all your books are amazing, and they really give a lot of great design ideas on how to place them in the home and where you can showcase them inside. And so who takes the photographs?
You know what? My first book was my daughter. My second and third book was a photographer here in the Detroit area. And the fourth book, I am so excited to say I did it.
Wow. Good for you. Good
I know,
for you.
I'm so excited. Yes.
Well, that's great. So now, where can people find your books?
We have time, maybe another few days. If you want to order it from me, fine.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to thehouseplantguru.com mm-hmm. on my website, and you mm-hmm. can order a book there. Or, you know, any of your local independent bookstore hopefully would have them.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, of course, Amazon or Books A Million or any of those online.
Wonderful. And so now, can people get signed copies?
Yes, on my website. You'd have to go to thehouseplantguru.com and you can order one there, and I will send it to you signed.
Okay, and can they get it before Christmas?
I hope so. I mean, I'm sending one out on Monday, so, you know, in the next few days, over, you know, today, if you order one,
mm-hmm.
I could send it out in the beginning of next week, and I assume it would get to you.
Okay, and what is your website again?
www.thehouseplantguru.com.
Okay, so let me kind of explore with you designs. When you do displays or combinations of plants for indoor plants, are there certain ones that look good together? What would you say are good plant combinations?
Well, it all depends on your light. So, you know, like begonias and spathiphyllum lilies and ferns could all be in your, you know, your east window, your phalaenopsis orchids. But, you know, it really does depend on your light. But with the Christmas cactus, I can put that with any of my cactus, even my desert cactus, because it doesn't need full blazing south sun like some of your cacti and succulents. When we're talking here, of course, is houseplants. But because it can get, if it gets red, it'll turn red, and that means it's sun stressed, which isn't hurting it. It's just that it's turning red because it's getting too much sun.
Right.
So really a cactus, one of our holiday cactus could really be like in a west window. In my west window, I got my cactus, I got Hoyas, I have asparagus ferns, I just kind of put, in my house there's not much of a design, just wherever it fits, it sits.
That's good.
So many plants.
What kind of soil do you recommend for indoor plants?
It has to be well drained. If I buy a commercial potting mix at any store, I usually add some perlite definitely some perlite and maybe some vermiculite in with it to make it a little better. You have some more air spaces in it, and so it drains quicker. Sometimes the soils are too heavy, and when I say heavy, that means they keep the water too long. They hold on to it too long in it, and the plant can't use it, they get root rot. So I add things to it so the water goes through faster.
Okay.
And always a drainage hole.
Right.
Number one, always a drainage hole.
And then something underneath it if you've got it on furniture or on a display area.
Yeah.
And so how often should you fertilize? And do you fertilize Christmas cactus in the wintertime? Or how often do you fertilize it?
Well, I don't because it's slowing. I mean, it is flowering now, so you could put some bloom booster on it if you wanted. But as far as, after Christmas, after they're done blooming, then I would let it rest. So I wouldn't do it all winter.
Okay.
And then I would start it up again, like in March, April.
Okay. Now, you have one book about growing plants in the shade, dark spaces. And so tell us about that book, because a lot of people, especially in apartments or in homes, they don't have a lot of light coming in their windows. These plants thrive in shade. Tell us about that book.
Right. Well, if it's called Grow in the Dark,
yes,
the play on, glow in the dark. Obviously nothing grows in the dark. And there's not a lot of plants that really love, being in the shade, but these are all tolerant of being in the shade. And there's lots of plants out there that will grow in your north window, that will grow in your, your less than sunny apartment, whatever you have, that, will do well in less light. Definitely the opposite of the bloom book. You want flowers. One thing you're probably not going to see in the grow in the dark is any real, flowering house plants.
Right, because they will need the sun. Well, I will tell you, our daughter Genevieve and Jeff, they have a ZZ plant that loves their dark kitchen, and it's just doing incredible.
Grow that in a closet.
That and Sansevieria, and I love when I see Sansevieria blooming or Croton's blooming, because I know that they're getting a lot of good light and they're very happy.
Yes, but a ZZ plant, I tell people you could practically grow it in a closet, but don't. And it doesn't need a lot of water because it has a really thick rhizomatous, root system.
Oh, so
it's good for a person who forgets to water and doesn't have a lot of light.
There you go.
Great.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for coming on. I certainly appreciate all your knowledge and your beautiful books. And go to thehouseplantguru.com and get a signed copy from Lisa. That'll be great. Merry Christmas, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas to you, Teresa.
All right, thank you so much. Oh, take care, hon. Bye-bye. We're going to be right back with Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out. While homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value, you can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
Call 800-363-7934. 800-363-7934. That's 800-363-7934. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We're so glad you're joining us. If you have a question, you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let's go to Jerry in Inverness. Good morning, Jerry. How can I help you?
Oh, good morning, Teresa. I have two questions. One is the flea control in lawns. When should you do it, and what do you use?
Okay. Well, I recommend is that we're coming into wintertime, so if we do have some really cold freezes, and you will probably in Inverness because you're out there kind of in the boondocks, mm-hmm. and you're going to get cold, you're going to kill the fleas, okay? So I wouldn't necessarily spend the money to buy a pesticide right now. I would wait until probably beginning of springtime when they're going to start hatching again, and you can do it then. Okay, but now if we have a warm winter and we're not going to get any freezes or kind of major, cold, then you can do it whenever you want. I just kind of would like to save my money. Okay, so but yeah, when you do take care of put a pesticide down, you can use Logic, L-O-G-I-C, lawn control, and that takes care of all kinds of ants and fleas and beetles and ticks, and so that will work there. Or you can use 7, okay, and it will take care of the flea issue. Now, what I would suggest also, too, is that you keep your property mowed or anywhere where your animals go out, that you want to keep it well maintained so that you don't have the high brush where the fleas and ticks can hide in the grass that's high or the weeds that are high. So keeping your lawn maintained and mowed, then that's going to keep the fleas down too as well.
Yeah, just mow it to the recommended height of a couple inches or so.
What do you have, St. Augustine or Zoysia?
Bahia.
You have Bahia. Okay, 3 to 4 inches high or the highest level on your lawnmower would be good.
Oh, I can go high. Oh, good.
Okay.
You're
welcome.
Second question is, how do you get those Amazon lilies to bloom?
The amaryllis lilies or the Amazon lilies?
The Amazon lily, or I don't know, some people call it Eucharis.
Oh, yeah, Eucharis lily. Okay. And so I love them. They're beautiful. They're very fragrant. And they're just a beautiful flower. How many do you have?
Oh, I have a half a dozen.
Okay.
They all just look at me all the time.
And how often do you fertilize it?
Oh, once every couple of months.
Oh, do you? Okay. And they're not blooming. How long have you had them?
Oh, several years.
Okay.
I inherited them.
Oh, okay. Well, then they may be, are they really close together?
They're in pots, and they're fairly, they're close in there. But I'm not sure if I planted a couple out, they didn't do any better.
Okay.
There.
Okay. So I would make sure that you've got good soil in the pots, and then you can divide them up right now, so that they bloom in the spring.
Oh.
So, okay, so if you want to repot them put them in separate pots, then keep your fertilizer. You want to do it on a regular basis so that if the slow-release fertilizer you're using is every 3 months, then you want to make sure you do it, 3 to 4 times a year, okay? And then that will help. But if they've been in the same pot for several years, I would go ahead and repot them and make sure they've got good soil.
Yeah, and I should use a good potting soil?
Yeah, well, you don't want to use a bad potting soil.
Yeah, bad black cow.
Yeah, black cow is a manure, so you can mix that in with it as well, and that will be helpful. That you won't need to fertilize as much, make sure it's really good and mixed. And, yeah, but that's fine. A good potting soil or just a regular good soil that has even fertilizer in it will be fine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and let me know how they do in the springtime. They are gorgeous blooms.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked them when they were blooming, many years ago, but not now. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, Jerry. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. All right. So we have someone who's listening that said she just heard Dana Venrick of Quality Green Specialist, calling in. And it's Quality Green Specialist Nursery. And the website is qualitygreenspecialist.com. And you can find them, or you can just Google Dana Venrick, Quality Green Specialist. But I'll also link to it on our Facebook page this afternoon when I upload the show, and you can find it there. All right, great question. Nathan from Lutz, thank you very much for a perfect text message. I like to use spreading Japanese plum yew as a foundation plant in front of our house. How far apart should I space them, and how far from the house should I space them? He says, thank you and happy holidays. Well, happy holidays to you, Nathan. Thank you so much for texting. Okay, so the spreading Japanese plum yew, I love them. They are so nice. The spreading ones are more of a shrub and not a tree like the larger Macrophylla Japanese plum tree. And so So I would space them. They can get to be about 5 feet wide. So I would space them every 3 to 4 feet so that they grow in nice and close together. But that gives them enough room, root growth for them. And you definitely want to plant them 3 to 4 feet from the house, only because the root ball, you don't want to plant 2 feet out from your foundation. You want your foundation to stay as dry as possible, no matter where you live in Florida, okay, because of termites. Keeping the foundation wet is what termites want. They want to have the moisture. So anytime your irrigation hits the house, and if you planted that Japanese plum you right next to the house, that root ball would stay wet. And that would increase your susceptibility to termites. Keep your foundation as dry as possible. You want to spray your irrigation away from your house, not towards your house, or have it hit your house. And so you want to plant them 3 to 4 feet away, and then also 3 feet away from your foundation. Great question. All right. So I have crinums and amaryllis, next text message. And in the springtime, it says the Liberty attack with a vengeance and the major munchies. Oh, the lubber grasshoppers. That's it. Okay, gotcha. We also know them as lubbers. Yes, I would love to, from the little black and orange ones to the gorillas. I so agree with you, Howie, that they are just monsters. They are no benefit. You can kill them. They are not good at all. And so they'd love to hear how to feed the plants properly and how to wipe out the species known as lubbers. We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I will tell you about lubbers when we come back. They're the bane of my existence. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
And what can I get you, little girl?
Well, Santa, I'd love to get an apple tree and peach tree and a blueberry bush and herbs, too.
That's a lot for the elves to handle.
Oh, Santa, just stop by Quality Green Specialist.
Plants and flowers always make beautiful holiday gifts. Head on over to Quality Green Specialist's new location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand or at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice.
You know, I thought you'd be into gardening, Santa.
Why?
Because you like to ho-ho-ho.
The holidays are a great time to be reunited with friends and family. But as you travel this holiday season, be sure your car is road ready. Tires are your car's first defense on the road. Checking your tire pressure before your trip can help ensure you get to your destination safely. With proper care and maintenance, they'll keep you safely motoring along Florida's highways. For more holiday travel tips, visit flhsmv.gov. Remember, safety is always in season. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Do you remember as a child waiting for the excitement of Christmas morning? It felt like that the big day would never arrive. But then it came, and boy, was it worth the wait. The older we get, the more we realize that life is filled with waiting, more waiting, and even more waiting. And nobody likes to wait. But waiting isn't a new experience. On the very first Christmas, the Jewish people have waited hundreds of years for the coming of the Messiah, wondering if he would ever arrive. The Bible says when the right time came, God sent Jesus to be born of a woman. And Jesus, the Savior of the world, stepped into history at precisely the right moment. The Christmas season is a wonderful reminder that the Lord's timing is perfect. He's never early, but he's also never late. So this Christmas, be encouraged. Have patience and faith while you wait. This is Bryant Wright, wishing you a Christmas worth waiting for, right from my heart.
To subscribe to devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who is new to Florida, let them know about our show. Or if you're you call your station and tell them you appreciate the show and you love hearing it and thank them very much for having it on and syndicating it. We certainly appreciate it. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Merry Christmas, Roy. How are you?
Merry Christmas. Not too bad. A little busy, but that's good, right?
Very busy. I know what you're going through.
Anyway, I got two questions to ask you. One is about my plumeria. As I'm getting older, I'm forgetful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being forgetful. I lost all the leaves on my plumeria.
Okay.
They got like a rust color in spots and lost the leaves. Will they come back in spring now?
Yes, they will. Okay, so we had that really low cold snap, you know, back in October, right after the hurricanes came through and stuff. And so I think that's kind of what started it. But also, plumerias do get a rust disease, and they can drop their leaves from that too as well. They're going to come back in the springtime when it starts to warm up. So it could be in March. It could be the first part of April. But around the beginning of March, you can go ahead and fertilize it and increase it. So they are spring foliage growing and flower growing in the summertime. So the flowers will come in the summer.
Ah, super. My other question was, you know, like I was saying, I'm getting so forgetful. I want to plant my vegetable seeds. Do I do that like now or January, February?
For what are you growing?
I'm going to have them little seed starter kits. And
yeah.
Like tomatoes, peppers, eggplant. I don't know.
Okay, so that's for your spring garden. Okay,
right.
So I would start them indoors in February. And then you can go ahead and plant them in the ground or in containers outside for, March, April.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for your information.
You're welcome. Anytime you forget something, just give us a call.
I'll be calling you all day long then.
Okay, thank you so much, Roy.
All right.
And so, Lizzie, I wanted to say that sometimes when we come in on Monday morning, we have a lot of text messages that are for, you know, Better Lawns and Gardens.
Right.
And so we just have to let people know that after we leave here at 9 o'clock, then we don't see any text messages for gardening until next Saturday. And so, you know, we will, you know, so just if you don't hear anything from us,
right,
it's because we're not here.
Yes. But go ahead and send the text.
Yes,
so,
send the text.
Because I try to, I'm here 6 days a week. So I try to view immediately Monday morning and go through the text and catch anything Teresa missed. So.
Well, you are so good to me. There is not going to be charcoal in your stocking this year.
Maybe I like charcoal.
Yeah, you do have some nice fires. Okay, so let's go to Bill. Oh, no, I wanted to talk about the lubber grasshoppers. Let me do this first. So lubber grasshoppers, the bane of my existence. You do not need, when you see them, kill them. They are bad. And, you know, they're so bad that not even birds will eat them. There's nothing that will eat
wow.
them, not even fish. And so they start off as little black and orange grasshoppers. And then they start to grow into these rainbow-colored behemoth insects that you could actually feel them underneath your car tire wheels when you kill them in the road, which, by the way, you get points. Okay. And so no, just whenever you see them, they will defoliate a whole shrub in less than a day. So they're not good at all. And so how do you kill them? Well, when they are small and just hatching, and you will see them around your crinums and your amaryllis, okay, and your lilies and your fleshy plants, when you see them, that's the time to kill them. When they're black and new, they are susceptible to pesticides, or you can do like a Mexican hat dance on them and stomp them, you know, do that. But I will tell you, as they get older, there's nothing that will kill them except two bricks. They just is nothing that will kill them. I cut them in half with my pruners.
Wow.
And yeah, but it's so feels so good to do it.
You know that we're coming up on Christmas, right? Not Halloween.
Yeah, no, I do. No, they are scary. They are scary, or you know, but go ahead and get rid of them. And so when you see them in the early springtime, they're hatching. By August, they are mating for next year and laying their eggs. So whenever you see them, kill them. All right? So that's a great question. Let's go to Bill in Ormond. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Teresa. Hey, I was looking for some cracker roses. I cannot seem to find them. Do you know anyone who might carry something like that?
Okay, you're in Ormond Beach. I would try the Rockledge Nursery, and the nursery's over in Volusia County. You may have to order them, but they may not come in, or you know, you'll start seeing them in the stores as probably in the springtime, around March, the end of March, first part of April. That's when nurseries start bringing the supplies. But they're also known as Louis Philippe roses.
Right.
Okay. Correct. And so the nurseries may know them as Louis Philippe's instead of the cracker rose. Okay. So I would just use both names. And then also to go to your favorite nursery, independent mom store, you know, mom and pop store, and ask them to bring them in. Okay, they may have enough, you know, requests, or they'll tell you what month they're bringing them in or what. But if you cannot find them, then go ahead and email me, and I'll give you a couple of places where you can get them. But you may have to drive a little bit.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
Okay, there's a friend of mine who's moving up to North Carolina, to Charlotte, Zone 7.
Mm-hmm.
And any ideas what plant would be a good, she's going to have a nice yard. But what plants would you recommend? Oh, you got to have this one. What besides the Japanese maples?
Japanese maples, lilacs. Okay, lilacs, and then also too, there are the hydrangeas will do well up there. The oak leaf hydrangea does well there, and then I would have the conifers, the blue spruces, some nice trees that change color. For you like the Japanese maple, but there's plenty of other ones. So if you want to send me an email, I can send back more varieties that I like. But, you know, you can do the tulips. You can do, all the different spring bulbs that will grow easier there. So I have lots of favorite ones. But my main thing that we can't grow here in Florida is the blue spruce. I love it. And it does well in North Carolina.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate that. And so, if you would like to, if you missed part of the show, you want to catch Dana's recommendations for citrus trees that we had in the first hour. And then also Lisa Eldred Steinkopf, the author of Bloom, Growing Plants Year-Round, indoor flowering plants year-round. And I will be posting that on our Facebook page. And you can click on it and you can hear it anytime. But we also have WFLA Orlando, where they can hear the shows, Better Lawns and betterlawns.com, where they can hear it.
Right. And if you go to WFLAOrlando.com, you can click on the iHeartRadio app, download the iHeartRadio app. It is free. And you can go back and you can listen to the Better Lawns and Garden show and the other shows that we have here in Orlando. Also, while you're on our webpage, WFLAOrlando.com, scroll down a little ways and you'll see this contest area because, we're giving away really cool things. So you can enter to win there.
Yeah, and it's just so much information. But what I like about the iHeart app is you don't get spam from it.
Right.
You know, and that's a great thing. And you can listen to it during your walks, in the morning walks or afternoon walks. And anytime you're driving, you can listen to it anytime you want.
Yep.
And so you don't have to miss a show at all. And so we really do we really do appreciate that. If you would like to go to my website, it's www.she-consulting.com. We would love for you to go with us on our garden tour of the best of English gardens and also the Chelsea Flower Show. You can see information about that on betterlawns.com and also my website. And we would love for you to go. It's going to be just an incredible visit, once in a lifetime. You know, kings don't get coronated every day, even though they're king right now. But they're going to be formally coronated May 6th, I think it is. And I'm, you know, and this morning I may be wrong about that. If not, my husband's going to tell me.
Yes, don't worry. Our listeners will text and let us know.
Okay. So you're in Lutz. I don't know how close you are to Bill in Ormond Beach from Lutz. No, he's in Ormond Beach. Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland has the Louis-Philippe roses. So you can get that at Peterson's Nursery.
Yeah, what you can do is you can just jump on I-4 there and just slide on down.
Exactly. And so that's at 2184 County Road 540A in Lakeland, Florida. And they have, call them. You can call them at 863-644-6491. And you can talk to Howie, and he will put that aside for you. I love cracker roses. They bloom without any kind of care. They're the roses that you see in cemeteries that have been living for a long time. They don't need to be pruned off, and they're just beautiful roses. I want to thank Dana Venrick, owner of Quality Green Specialist Nursery in DeLand, for providing great quality native plants and fruit trees, azomite. And I'm so pleased that Lisa Eldridge Steinkopf could join us this morning and come on and talk to us about flowering house plants year-round. Lizzie, thank you for being the consummate producer. We love having you here.
You're welcome.
All right, from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of organic mosquito bits and dunks and organic year-round oil spray, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.